This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 6/24/22. The name of the patient is Stephen S. T. E. P. H. E. N. Brown, B. R. O. W. N. This is Cardiac Care Associates letterhead file E. S. T. Space Brown Space S. Treadmill exercise stress test date of examination 6/24/22. Referring physician Michelle Messiano, NP. Performing physician Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph clinical indication. 54-year-old diabetic male with history of hypertension and rate-related left bundle branch block for stress test on medication. Parentheses. Lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 10/12.5 milligrams. Close parentheses. Period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure 120 over 70, baseline heart rate 97 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent tremor exercise stress test utilizing Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol. Peak heart rate of 152, parentheses, 92% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 145 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proactive 22040, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to dyspnea, fatigue, and stress was terminated due to dyspnea and fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a mildly increased heart rate response to stress for the functional capacity attained with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. There was salvos of rate-related bundle branch block, which began at a heart rate of 143, at 2.5 minutes into the second stage of stress and continued until the end of the cool down period when the patient attained a heart rate of 140, decelerated to a heart rate of 140 beats per minute. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. make sure that I said in the beginning of paragraph one, at the end, after I said, would a p-carbate blood pressure product of 22040, I continued with, the patient underwent a one-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. To continue where I was, the next, after the, there were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, conclusions. One, normal ECG portion, tremolo exercise stress testing, 92% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period and experienced dyspnea only at peak stress. Three, the patient exhibited, correction, but the patient experienced dyspnea with stress. Three, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets, comma, decrease from his prior stress test. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. Period. The patient had a mildly increased heart rate response to exercise for the level of stress attained, suggesting a deconditioned response to stress with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. Correction with slow deceleration of heart rate and residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. Five, there were salvos of rate-related left bundle branch block beginning at a heart rate of 143 during the last stage of stress, about 2.5 minutes into the last stage of stress, and continuing through peak stress into the cool-down period until heart rate decelerated at the end of the cool-down period to 140 beats per minute. Make that, and continuing through peak stress at a heart rate of 152 through the 1 minute of the cool-down period until the heart rate decelerated to a rate of 140 beats per minute. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Let's see, just one more second. I want to make sure that the bundle branch block was left. Otherwise, I have to change it to, let me just make sure. Yeah, left bundle branch block. Okay, thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.